Hi, y'all. Welcome to season two of the Mad City Moms podcast. This is your host, Jamie Toe. Each week, I highlight a local business owner, talk about events going around the city, aka Mad City, gossip about pulp culture, which is my favorite part, and always end with a mom life story. Hope y'all enjoy. Hi there, it's Jamie. Happy Monday. We're Monday instead of Wednesday this week, and I couldn't be happier to welcome Jordan. She is the owner of The Vessel at Stovehouse, and so welcome.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to have you. I feel like when you first moved into Stovehouse, I was like trying to get you on the podcast, and you've just been like so busy, and I just feel honored that like you took some time out of your like super duper crazy busy schedule to come and drive all the way out here to Madison and talk to me.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, where you're from, family, you know, a little bit before we get into, like, about The Vessel.
Mm-hmm. I am originally from Illinois.
Okay.
That is where both my husband and I are from. We moved to Huntsville about 3, maybe going on 4 years ago.
Okay.
We had a almost 2-year-old and one on the way when we moved. And
for what reason? Job wise or
yes?
Just, okay.
My husband is an engineer, so
okay,
that provided the opportunity to move to Huntsville.
Were you freaking coming from Chicago?
I grew up from Illinois.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean Chicago, Illinois. People,
I totally
think.
Like assume that. I'm yeah. So sorry, Jordan. Like no. From Illinois.
I'm like the opposite of Chicago. I grew up in a super tiny farm town, and so moving to Huntsville felt really big to me. And I was like, whoa, what are all these lanes? I don't know how to drive on these.
Oh my gosh. And, okay.
So it was a lot. It was a big adjustment, but my husband. Always, he tells me that when people ask why we came, I'm not allowed to say my husband's work because he's like, it sounds like I forced you here against your will.
Totally.
So, the opportunity that was
presented.
Yes. But no,
And you like it here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. We're here for the long haul, I think. So.
Okay. Good. Mm-hmm. My husband and I moved from Denver, and everyone was like, why would you move here from Denver? And I love it here. Like, I'm so happy. Yeah. So everyone, like, I feel like loves it here too. Mm-hmm. So
it's a good little pocket.
Yeah, it is a good little pocket. Okay. So let's get into stuff about The Vessel.
Yeah.
So tell us about your store and how you thought of the idea.
Or
the business.
Yeah. So there's kind of a two-part story here.
Okay.
The idea for the name, The Vessel. Well, I'll start with just the concept of a community pottery studio in general. I went to art school, and one of my favorite parts of art school was the community aspect, the late nights in the pottery studio and just kind of being in it together. And, you know, we're all doing our own thing, but doing it together. And leaving school, that was such a unique thing to have. And then I went on to be an elementary art teacher for a short time. Had a couple kids, did the mom thing, and then I took a break from all creating for a while, and when we moved to Huntsville, it was kind of, moving away from family.
So all your family's still in Illinois?
They're not anymore, but at the time they were.
Okay.
At the time it was devastating because no one was going to be here.
Like all alone with like my kids and like who's going to help me
out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Anyways, moving here, the pandemic hit. It was a very dark time for a little bit there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've got to start creating again. And so that's what I started doing. But I was doing it alone, and I was, you know, in my garage making pottery, and it was lonely. And, but even though it was lonely, it was still very impactful for me.
Like cathartic for
yes,
you to
cathartic,
like.
Cathartic, therapeutic, just all the good things I needed being in the thick of the, you know, little years of motherhood. And,
so you got all the equipment at home, you can do everything at home that you can do in the studio.
Well, yes.
Okay.
But when I started, all I had was a wheel and some leftover clay from school. And so it was this slowly building of the equipment and kind of learning all the things the hard way and realizing, wow, this is hard to get started in. And so that, knowing that, coupled with, you know, experiencing all the good things it was doing for me, I wanted to share that. And, you know, as I was sharing on social media, people were like, oh, I wish I could do that. Let me know if you ever offer lessons, that kind of thing. And so I just wanted to kind of recreate the community aspect I had in school, and I wanted to bridge the gap between, you know, it's just, it's hard to get your hands on the materials and the equipment, and the startup is just, it's a lot. And so I thought, well, why don't I just, you know, create this space for the Huntsville community. And and it was something, you know, it's like, I'm not finding a lot of that yet, so why don't I just create it?
I'll just do it myself.
And the vessel, specifically the name, came from a mentorship meeting I had with, she ended up being my website designer, but she was asking, this was before the vessel was a thing.
Okay.
She was asking what my big dream was, and I said, and, you know, the question was, if you couldn't fail, what would you do?
Right.
And I said I would open a community pottery studio. And that was not that long ago. I said that was my huge 10-year dream. And then less than a year later, I was doing it.
Wow.
But she...
Hey, mommy. Cheers.
Yes. Cheers to that, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But she, you know, was like, why... I was explaining to her why I wanted to do it. Some of what I was just saying. And she was like... bringing up how cool it was that what I make with my hands are vessels, but what I want to create with this space is a vessel of sorts, a place to hold people and to kind of be the safe place for people to escape from the mundane and just, you know, a place to discover.
Make you couldn't have a better name. It's a great name.
Thank you.
Yeah. It, like, really encapsulate, like, it totally, it's great. I mean, I can't say enough about it. It's really cool. It makes you want to, it's, like, intriguing. You're like, the vessel. Let me see what that's about.
I love it.
Okay, so great. That's, you know. That's kind of how you got started. So, I feel like I've been to SoFal so many times, like, I could kind of see it happening. But, like, when did you feel like, okay, this is my journey, I'm going to go to SoFal, and, like, when did you open? Like, how long have you been around?
We opened in November. Our grand opening was Black Friday. So that's been, you know, I don't know,
a few months. Since last November.
But the whole adventure started the November before that. It was this initial, well, I saw Noella's opening and I was like, oh, I want to do that. She like really sparked some inspiration in me, and so I impulsively reached out to SoFal, filled out their little contact form, said, I don't even know if this is an option for me. My husband was gone on a camping trip.
You're like,
I'm just, you know, being impulsive.
Sure.
Sent the message, and then, you know, immediately heard back, and they were like, let's have a meeting. And so my husband got back from the camping trip, like,
guess what?
I was like, so I did something. And so we went and had the meeting, and, you know, it was all really exciting. It felt really surreal, like this could actually happen. We kind of thought through all the details. We said not yet. But then a couple months later, Patty Yancey, the owner, you know, reached back out and was like, we would love to, you know, let us know if we can help you make this happen. So I had a couple meetings with her, just kind of talking through, like, how could we make this happen? And then, you know, I was saying maybe in the next 5 years, then it was 2 years, and then, you know, one meeting, I'm like, okay, how can we do this in the next 6 months?
Yes, girl.
So the initial reach out to SoFal was, you know, a year before we actually opened, but serious, let's get some plans going. About 7 months it took
to get it all ready. Mm-hmm. And I can't even imagine ordering the stuff that you have. Yeah. And
And in that 7 months we did our Kickstarter. I don't know if, did you?
No.
Yeah. So we did a Kickstarter. I don't know if you're familiar with the Baking Tist. She just recently did a Kickstarter. So we did a Kickstarter similar to that where it was basically this large-scale pre-order to help fund purchasing our equipment. And, I mean, purchasing our equipment, that was about what it took to do that.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
That's
awesome. I
don't know
where I was going with that.
No, that's really cool.
It was a major undertaking.
So you kind of talked about it, but have you always loved pottery? Like, something about it? Like, when did you really think, like, this is what I really like to do?
I've always loved creating. You know, I say that it goes back to childhood of being on my farm and playing in the mud with my sisters. And there's just there's distinct memories of doing that, creating with my hands, that are just so ingrained. And then when I was in school, I knew I liked art. Didn't know I liked ceramics until I was in college, but it was part of the curriculum. And once I, you know, my first experience of it was just like this fire lit in me. And it was like this tethering to childhood, just remembering just the joy. And
that's
the
so special. I feel like a lot of people don't have that. And so
I feel
special that, like, you have that and, like, you have this talent and you're making it into this wonderful thing that so many people I know appreciate. Like, just from, I mean, we'll get into it, but, like, just your classes, like, I know it's a really big deal for people around here. So I think it's so cool that you've turned it into that.
Yeah, I think of that often. I am a twin.
Oh, you are?
I am, yes, so.
Identical?
Yep, identical.
Oh,
yes,
my gosh. So what does your husband think? Does he, like, oh, my gosh, when he sees your twin?
No, we look different enough at this point.
Okay.
There are some funny stories.
Really?
Yeah.
When you were little, like, pretend you were the other
twin?
Oh,
we tried. We for sure tried.
But nobody believed you?
It wasn't super successful, no. But anyway, we're the same age, but we've had very different paths. And as she's still kind of trying to find her career path, and, you know, she's said, like, I wish I just had... All this to say, I'm very grateful, and I don't take it, like... Or I'm... What am I trying to say?
Like, you understand your talent, and you, like, you feel grateful for what
I know
you have.
That
and not everybody can
has
experience that.
That one thing, and that feels so tethered to, like...
Yeah.
Who you are. So I'm very grateful of that.
Yeah. Like, to even say, like, I want to open a community studio. Like, I think that's huge to know that, like, that would make you, your soul fulfilled and, like, make you happy. And, you know, a lot of people are just, like, struggling with, I don't even know what to have for breakfast. I'm just joking.
Yeah.
But I think that's really cool. And you've made it such a success already, Jordan. So this is a question we got. So tell us about what the couple pottery classes are like.
Oh my gosh, they've been some of my favorites so far.
Are couples like fighting? Like, have you seen a fight? Because I want the nitty gritty, Jordan.
Okay, not full blown fighting, but the thing that I have loved observing about these classes are the different types of couples we have in there. So
Sure. You've
got the couple that's, you know, telling each other to shut up, and they're very competitive. And then you've got the, like, lovey-dovey couple that's, like, kissing every few minutes and just, like, so happy to be there together.
Just kidding.
And then you've got the couple that they're both so determined to be so good at what they're doing. They're, like, not looking at each other. They're not talking to each other. They're just there to, like...
This is, like, such an experiment on, like,
I love
social
it.
Dynamics.
Observing it has been so fun.
Yes.
And,
what a great date night. Totally.
Yeah. It's been a lot of laughs, and, there have been some of my favorite classes so far.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay, and I know you offer kids, so I follow you, so I know what you do, but let's say that, like, people don't follow you. So, like, tell us about, like, your kid offerings, because I think it's amazing to, like, get your child into something like this, like, to create with their hands at a young age. So tell us about that.
We try to have something for all ages, and we're still working on building that up, but, starting with the youngest, we have a 6 and under open studio that we do every Friday, and it's just, a time of exploring. There's no structure. We just kind of lay out the materials. Here's some safe tools. We've got little cars and tractors and toys, and, we let pretty much...
Do you bring your kids?
I do. Okay. I always bring my, well, not always. We have missed a couple. But I try to bring my kids. And that's what the Open Studio was kind of born out of, me having my kids there every Friday, because it's the one day they don't go to school. So they would come to the studio with me. And it was just hard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you guys need some friends in here.
Yes.
And so
yes.
That's kind of what sparked the idea. And I mean, I've loved watching my girls be immersed.
Oh, so you have two daughters.
Yes, I have two daughters.
Okay.
A 3- and 5-year-old. And I've loved watching them, you know, just have the opportunity to explore clay since my second was born. And and so I'm like, well, let's just let others have this. And, you know, it's so good for their fine motor skills.
Absolutely.
And just, what kid doesn't love playing in the mud?
Right.
And it's a great time to meet new people and make friends. And so I really love that. And then, we also have youth courses, either like a 4-week youth course where, it's 4 weeks in a row and it's just kind of the basics of wheel throwing. And, we like to use a fun little squirrel analogy where we teach them to be little squirrels. It's a lot of fun. And then we also have a 9-week homeschool course. Specifically, you know, wanting to support the homeschool community here, which
sure.
is huge.
Yeah.
And that's been one of my favorite classes, too, just watching. I mean, for 9 weeks, these kids came in as strangers, and now, you know, they come in and are asking each other about their weekend and, you know, making friendships, and it's been really sweet. And watching them progress over the 9 weeks has been
yes.
fun, too. And then, I'm trying to think. Oh, we have our one-time kids classes, so... This started when a parent reached out and was on Martin Luther King Day and was like, hey, our kids are going to be out of school. Do you have anything? And I was like, you know what? I will. So now we offer kids one-time wheel classes, which are also a lot of fun. It's a great opportunity for parents to get to come in with their kid. And, you know, depending on the age of the kid might do it all, or... We've had as young as, like, 2 on the wheel with their
okay.
mom, and it's just really sweet to have this, you know, memento of
yes.
your 2-year-old throwing their first pot
Can
on the
you
wheel.
Do it on President's Day?
Yes, we do have some on President's
Day. Okay, because I want to bring Evan.
As, yeah.
You're already booked.
Well, no, we've got openings, but
okay.
we're going to have a bunch of classes all day long.
Okay,
so.
Okay.
Because yes.
I was just like, what am I going to do with that for 4 days?
Exactly.
That sounds so great. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So we're going to soon start offering them like once a week on Saturdays. But yeah, definitely the days kids are in school, we plan to have some offerings.
I just thought of a question. What is the best way to book?
So on our website, there's a Learn tab, and then in there is the courses page. I've been trying to refine the booking process, but... there's either buttons that will take you to our scheduler, or you can scroll all the way down and you can find the whole scheduling
okay.
platform.
So you can do it online.
Yep. It's
on
all
your
booked
website.
Online.
Okay.
People can call and I'll book them myself, but you can do it online.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Okay. So I want to talk about the joint class that we had at the Fitzgerald
mm-hmm.
and the Vessel. So my stepmom and I went. My stepmom loves you. She was there for like...
Love your stepmom.
She... shout out Linda. She was there for like your beginner's class. Like she did like the 4 weeks
mm-hmm.
class. And so...
Her class was precious.
Yes. I feel like that some people were at that class. But anyway, so I have a funny story. So I talked about it all on the podcast, how I went and... you made like the perfect one and I was like, I'm going to take it cause no one could find mine. And then somebody like found like the worst one and was like, oh, is this mine? And it was mine. And so I had to like scream it out. So my stepmom gave it to me. She was like, cause she came and got hers. So she brought it. And so I had it out and I was like, my husband came home and I was like, my pottery is back. And so I'm going to show y'all. He thinks it's this. Okay. And this is a candle from my friend Tori. And so he's like, oh my God, babe, this looks so good. And I'm like, that's not it. That's a candle that has been sitting on this table for like a year. So you obviously aren't paying attention. And so I'm like, okay, y'all, so this is it. Like, this was like really like the worst thing ever. And I don't know what I was thinking because I should have just left it like a bowl. But I wanted to make the holes to make a luminary. And so now it can't even like... hold water because now there's holes in it. Not even put water in it, but So anyway, it's just hilarious, y'all. My husband was like, oh, I see what you did here. Okay, I get it. So anyway, I didn't even think to like put like the moon and stars like people did. I mean, people are like creative. Yeah. And I was just like,
it was your first carving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's hilarious. I'm happy to show my story. Like it was pretty embarrassing. But it was a great, are you guys going to do that again? Because it was such a great night.
Yeah, we definitely plan to do it again. We've already met and got some more dates. We've got all kinds of ideas. One of our next ideas, I think we're going to try to do it in March, is a partner yoga and partner pottery. Mm. So stay tuned for that.
Yes.
But yeah, we definitely want to make the yoga pottery thing kind of like a quarterly offering.
Okay.
As just a, you know, a little mini evening retreat.
Yeah.
Recentering. And
it was totally that. I was like talking about it. Like I have all my intentions still that I have. And I even though this is like funny to me, I really, it means a lot. Cause it was a really special night. So Thank you for putting that on. And I can't wait for more people to do it. Okay. So I saw your stories the other night.
Yes.
So are you thinking about a singles night?
We are thinking about it, and it was an idea that came before Valentine's Day because, you know, there's all these Galentines and Valentines, but
so
what
many
about
Galentines.
I know, so many Galentines. But, like, what about the singles trying to meet?
Yeah. I'm telling someone. You, I don't know if we have men listening. I think there's a few. I know this is a mom or female-based podcast, but if men are listening, y'all, go to a will-throwing / basically a wheel throwing class. You will meet so many women in there.
So many women.
It's better than the gym. It's better than what going to, you know, like literally there's so many hot, cute women at these classes. And I'm like, men would clean up here if you were here. So I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, we've thought about, I mean, it's tricky. There's a lot of variables involved with, you know, having a small space. It's a limited number of people. How do you make sure you've got the right clientele, the right quantity of each
totally
category.
I can see that.
So we're thinking through it, but some of the ideas we've had is like a kind of a speed dating style where you start on a pot and then like rotate.
Yes.
And like have to, so we'll see what comes.
Oh
of
god,
it.
I love
and
that idea.
Any feedback? Any ideas? We're
okay.
open to it.
Okay,
so.
Y'all send Jordan a DM or me, and I'll pass it on to her.
Please do.
Okay, so what coming things do you want to announce? I know you have some good things coming up, so I'll pass it to you, obviously, to tell us what's the next thing that's happening.
So, as of this morning, I was thinking our Valentine's Day date night class, but it is actually filled up.
Okay, so fun if y'all are going tomorrow night. Have a great time.
but the one thing I did want to bring up was the President's Day kids classes. We've got a full day of classes. And right now, just our 10 a.m. is filled. So we've got at 11 a.m. we're doing a Monster Pots project where it's hand building. They make a little pinch pot and create them into these cute little monsters. They get to paint them. It's really fun. And then the rest of the day, we've got one at 1, 2, and 3 o'clock. Just a quick 1 hour kids one-time wheel class. The parents can stay or they can wander Stovehouse for a bit. Ages 6 and under, parents have to stay.
Sure.
So we've got that.
I wonder if my son would do better or worse with my presence. He's 8. So, I mean, he could totally take direction into it. But I wonder if he'd be like, I don't know if I was there or not.
Kind
so we'll see.
Yeah. So we've got that. And that's the biggest thing we've got coming up right now. I'm thinking about doing some sort of clay camp for spring break. For sure, we've got something in the works for summer, but still ironing out the details for that. So clay camps will be coming.
Okay.
We've got the events with the Fitz on the horizon. So
exciting. Yeah. Busy. Mm-hmm. So cool. Okay, great. Well, thank you for all that. Let's move into Mad City. Mm-hmm. Talk about the city a little bit. Recap of events. So Tiramisu had a Galentine's event last Thursday. And so have you been to Tiramisu Papery or have you heard of it?
I'm ashamed, but I have not been there yet. It's right by my house.
Super fun. Love Lisa. She was on TVL, Tennessee Valley Living, today talking about all things. And so it was fun. She had like a little photo op and, of course, like selling, you know, all of her cute stuff. So shout out Lisa. That was fun. And then just a couple Galentine's thing, dinner at Bonefish, and then, of course, Domain South. It was the first time I've been to their second location. Have you been to Domain South?
Yes.
I was so lost trying to get to that second location, but it was so good. It was so yummy. So can't say enough about that. South and Pine had some great workshops. They had an amazing cake decorating for Galentine's, which I thought was a great idea. Mm-hmm. And they have an herbed salt workshop coming up. So many workshops. Mm-hmm. And we, Noella's Flowers, they did a Galentine's that looked so great too. So their event space is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And just so many things that were happening. And
we're
going to
get some secondhand balloons from Noella's Brush for our daylight customer.
Perfect. Don't want to waste those from Up and Away. So upcoming events, Stovehouse is having Galentine's, Wine with My Galentine. It's a big event coming up tomorrow. So karaoke with your girls are almost like sold out.
It's on Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Wednesday. Tomorrow's Tuesday. Yes. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Wednesday is the date. Thank you, Jordan. And then, of course, look at the Madison Mom and the Huntsville Mom's calendars for all the things. Have you hooked up with them? We need to put some of your classes on there.
Yes. Jessica's so sweet. She's always reaching out to me saying, you want anything? And when I'm on top of it, I do.
Okay.
Just, you know, sometimes things are...
Sure.
Falling through the cracks.
No, I mean, I know. Follow this. Like, okay, I'm going to do it now or whatever, you know, but...
But speaking of, I need to tell them about my kids' classes.
Yes.
I guess it's already happened. It's like 2 days.
They update their calendars.
Okay.
So, yes. So, we'll add that. So, I'm super excited to announce, drum roll, first time I'm going to announce it, but I will not stop, even though it's like almost 2 months from now. So my 1 year anniversary for the podcast is April 1st. And so we're going to have another live event at Stovehouse.
Yay.
It's going to be on April 4th. It's a Tuesday. And Peyton Walker is going to be the guest.
Amazing.
From Tennessee Valley Living. So she's going to be on, and I'm going to invite all the past podcast guests. So you are officially invited, if you don't have a class, to come. So I'm super excited. So if y'all think of anything that you want to talk to Peyton about or ask Peyton, please let me know. Mm-hmm. I'm still getting all of the agenda in the works and how to make it fun and exciting for the people in the audience and for us to talk to Peyton. Mm-hmm. So I'm super excited about that. And then really excited about the tow house right now, because the Valentine's Day tree that has been up since Christmas is going down tomorrow, and my husband could not be happier. So that's really exciting. The Valentine's Day will finally be over and I can take down this tree.
I'm impressed.
He's like, you're just lazy. And I'm like, no, it was for Valentine's Day. But I was a little bit lazy too. Okay. So moving into pop culture. I know you're not a big fan. I mean, I know you have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Not that I'm not a fan. Yeah, it's just.
And you're so busy with your. You're just so busy. But we have to talk about the Super Bowl, because it was last night. Don't really care about the game. I mean, the Chiefs won. Cool. I don't care. But Rihanna, I want to talk about Rihanna. So she was the musical guest. Did you watch any memes or anything about it today? Okay.
I'm the worst.
So she started, and I mean, it was like amazing, amazing. And then I get a text from Tori, and she's like, is Rihanna pregnant? And I'm like, no, girl, she had a baby. She just had a baby. It's like baby weight. Like, it's baby weight. And Tori's like, are you sure? Because she kind of looks pregnant. And so, of course, like, I'm Googling it, like, as the show's going on, and I'm like, but... I'm like, I reply to her and I'm like, she really does look pregnant. And the whole time you're just like, is she pregnant? Is she not pregnant? What's happening? And so it kind of, I mean, it didn't take away from the performance, but you're really, really wondering about it.
Was it not like a known thing?
No.
Okay.
Like in every interview that she's done, she's had like a big coat on. Okay. And I think it's like in fashion right now that like to have something. And so she was definitely hiding it. And, you know, I go back to, like, when Beyonce was pregnant, and she, like, you know, like, totally, like, rubbed her belly during a performance, so it was very obvious, and so I just kept, like, looking, is Rihanna rubbing her belly at all? And so at the very beginning, she did, like, one, like, little subtle rub that I missed because I was so freaking excited. And so I'm like, there was the rub. There was the rub on the belly that I missed. But anyway, so it's been confirmed. She definitely is pregnant. Her babies will be very close in age because she just had a baby in May.
Okay.
Yes. And so, but yeah. So I don't know how far along she is, but this was a great way. Like, and everyone's, like, going crazy because she was on, like, a stage that was, like, suspended in the air, and she was pregnant and doing these dances, and everyone was giving her shit because it kind of looked like that she was doing it, like, half, like, not full out, as dancers would say, like, like, not full out. But I thought she did great. I was very happy. And the commercials were okay. My husband and I just kept saying, this is so cheesy. Like, every commercial was just really cheesy. The one I thought was really funny was Ben Affleck working at Dunkin' Donuts, and he was, like, asking everybody what they wanted, and then J-Lo came, like, through the drive-thru and was like, what are you doing here? Like, why aren't you at home? Like, what are you doing? So I thought that one was pretty cute. I thought that one was funny. But anyway, y'all let me know if you thought any of the commercials were good. So are you watching any shows at all?
So I've been watching, I don't know if this is new or not, but it was on, like, trending on Netflix. So I've been watching The Mindy Project.
Okay. I've watched it. Yeah. It's good.
And occasionally my husband, I forget what it's called.
What?
I can't remember. Never mind.
Okay. So I want to give a couple shout outs. The Last of Us on HBO Max, I've been talking about it for the last couple weeks. Definitely still recommend that. Have you heard about it at all?
What's it called?
It's called The Last of Us. Mm-mm. So it's like an apocalyptic situation where a fungus and virus takes over, and, like, you're infected or you're not, and it's, like, the end of the world.
It's not my
not really, not up your alley. Shrinking on Apple TV Plus is really turning into one of my favorite shows.
Mm-hmm. We've been watching that too.
Oh, okay. Okay. This last episode, I was dying with how much they were cursing. I cuss a lot. But, like, everyone was cussing, like, all the teenagers, all the kids, like, I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, the therapist was cussing at, like, his patients, and the patients were cussing back at him, and I'm like, okay, when I've been in therapy, I would, like, never consider cussing at my therapist. Not, like, you know, just, like, not that kind of relationship. So, anyway, it's good. And then Truth Be Told on Apple TV, Octavia Spencer's in it, and it's on its third season. And it goes by really fast, and it's intriguing to me because she's a podcaster. Not that I'm, like, a very serious podcaster, obviously. I'm talking about, like, pop culture. But I love highlighting local businesses and talking about it, all things. But hers is really serious. Like, it talks about, like, a murder, or she's trying to solve, like, a mystery. And I'm like, I don't have enough time to do research for all that. Like, yeah. I just shooting the shit. Like, just talking.
Not too much forethought.
Yeah, like, no prep really necessary, except, like, watching shows, which I love anyway. But it's really good. So I definitely recommend that. It keeps you on your toes. It's a good mystery. And then, oh my gosh, this new show on Hulu, true story, documentary called Stolen Youth. And it talks about, like, how these group of, like, young, like, 20-year-olds in college just get taken in by this guy who starts, like, mind controlling them and puts, like, the women on, like, sex websites. Like, they start doing everything, and it's, like, this weird cult. And I'm just like, I can't wrap my head around that, Jordan, because, like, how do you...
It's a true story?
Yes. Mm. Like, and these parents were on there, and they were, like, begging their kids to come home, like, to stop getting under the spell of, like, this monster guy. And it's just crazy. Like, no offense if you're, like, if you get, you know, like, you maybe something's wrong and you, like, have low self-esteem and, like, you get into, like, the mix of these people that do want to do mind control on you. But you feel like, you know, you have a good head on your shoulders, you just be like, F off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, get away. But anyway, it is crazy, y'all. So it's called Stolen Youth on Hulu. And right now there's 3 episodes. And you're shocked about everything that these kids did, like, for this guy. Like, it was, it's really sad and, like, crazy.
I have hard, fast rules with my TV shows.
Okay.
They can't make me feel too deeply.
Okay. Tell us.
They have to be very lighthearted. So, you know.
Like, Office? Yes. Obviously, Mindy Project.
The Mindy Project, good example. Mm-hmm. Disney.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Those are the shows I watch.
Yeah. So, I work from home. Like, I work for AT&T. And so I always have, like, I just don't like total quiet. So in my office, I have, like, something in the background, I mean, while I'm working. But so that's why I'm able to watch these things. And then my son's older. So, I mean, he, you know, doesn't need me, like, constantly in, in his face. Like, that face is the least past, thank goodness. But anyway, that's how I'm watching all these things that people wonder. And plus, like, I just really like it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I would recommend that documentary. And so we talked about what you're watching. Okay, so moving into mom life, 4-day weekend is coming up. Evan doesn't have school this Friday or on Monday. So then Monday, we know we're going to go to the Vessel. We're going to sign up for a class. But I'm kind of worried about what we're going to do for 4 days because it gets a little...
Yeah, I didn't realize...
It gets a little hectic.
4 days. Someone a mom called me today saying, can we come in on Friday?
Because, yeah,
and I was
it's
like, I didn't know they didn't have school.
Yeah, it's like when there's a holiday, it seems like the day before or the Friday before the kids are out too. So that's going to be interesting. Not that I don't love my son so much, but it's just like, what do you do when you're home for 4 days? So I'm glad that we'll have something to do. Where do your kids, what do your kids do like during the day?
They go to a mother's morning out.
Okay.
Monday through Thursday, and then Fridays they're with
me.
They're
with you.
Yeah. And then Saturdays, if I'm working, they get a daddy day.
Okay.
And then Sunday, usually we're
close
together. So,
yeah. Everyone's together. That's awesome. Okay. So, most weeks I talk about a soapbox that happened. Sometimes I don't. This week I do have a soapbox. passport problems. So, I talked about this a little bit before we went. It was a whole big shebang to take Evan to get his passport renewed. You can't just mail it in. Like, when you're an adult, like, if you're under 16, you have to go every, really, 4.5 years. And so it took us a while. Like, we went to the passport office, like, twice before we finally, like, got everything that they needed, even though I thought we had everything that they needed. And so we were about to go on a trip in spring break. 25 days from now. And so last week, end of last week, we get a thing in the mail from the passport office. And I'm like, oh, thank gosh, his passport's finally here. No. It's a letter saying that we forgot a document.
Oh, no.
And, like, the lady accepted all of our documents. Like, we had to, like, go through hell and back just to, like, get everything that they needed. And I was like, no way. This is, like, another, like, another block in the road. So we quickly, like, got it together and mailed it back. But now, Jordan, I'm so scared. And I don't even know, like, who to call. Like, do I call? We've already expedited it.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, how am I going to expedite this more, like, than it is? So we're just on pins and needles right now. Like, I don't want to get so excited for spring break because there's a chance we won't be going. If he doesn't have his passport. So
wait, where were you supposed to be going?
We're going to the Dominican Republic to Nickelodeon Land.
Oh my gosh.
So it's kind of a big deal. Yeah. Like, well, we were supposed to go for fall break and then it got canceled because of the hurricane. Mm-hmm. And so now we're going for spring break. And so I just feel like, is this meant to be? Like, are we supposed to go to Punta Cana? Like, we keep getting all these obstacles in the way. So I really hope the passport comes through.
To go.
Yes. Yes, I'm praying. And so next week I want to say that Veronica from Insight Strategic Solutions, she's been, like, all over Instagram lately, so I'm excited to have her on next week. And so I just want to say thank you so much for coming again, Jordan.
Thanks for having me.
And y'all take a class with the Vessel. Follow the Vessel. It's like the Vessel Huntsville. So HSV is your handle. She's at Stovehouse. And just so excited for you and everything. I just feel like your business is, like, booming and so many wonderful things. So thank you for everything that you're doing and bringing the community together. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
Okay,
so.
Good.
Good. Okay, so thanks, y'all, and we will talk next week. Okay, bye.